show, Carrie Tripp, who is here from the Greater Bangor Convention and Visitors Bureau. Carrie, I want you to listen to this. What is the acronym, Don?
It's the GBCVB.
Oh, doesn't he do that so well?
Right off his tongue. Boom.
Years of training.
I tried to explain the rich. It did take me a period of time before I got there.
Just a smidge.
Now that I'm here, though.
But it's fun to watch people struggle sometimes. That's really the bad person in me coming out, but it is kind of fun. Sorry.
Anytime you want to watch somebody struggle, you just stop on over.
Give them the initials. Should be like the drunk test when you get pulled over.
Oh, yeah. GBCBDB. Bad. No chance. Not a chance. I might do it better if I had a drink.
Maybe.
No. Speaking of that, though, we were chatting before we came on the air here about last weekend's first ever Best of the North Festival. What a wonderful time that was.
I'm so glad. It came out so incredibly well. What great partners with the United Way. And we just had a blast. Absolutely blessed.
There were a mess of people there too.
Over 1,200.
Wow.
Right?
That is fantastic.
That's a great day.
I think that's how many wings I ate.
I ate
about 1,200.
But you know, with all that,
you really did.
But yeah, you were a wing judge. So
I was. But you know, a week later, and I'm ready to dive back into wings again. I told myself never again. But here it is, less than a week later, and I'm like, all right, let's do it.
I didn't bring any. Sorry.
I see how it is.
Well, big event coming through town and spending the night here on Wednesday. The Great Race making its way to Bangor after starting out in Buffalo. This seemed like a logical place to go.
Right? Buffalo, Bangor?
Sure.
Nova Scotia. Whatever.
Right.
You know what? This group is a great group of guys and gals, actually, that come through. They started in Buffalo, New York on Saturday. It is a rally more than a race, right? It's timed where they're going. They have specific routes they have to take. They cannot deviate from that. It's all judged in point systems. There's disqualifications. There's all kinds of stuff that goes into this. There's a $50,000 prize pocket at the end of this.
Whoa, hello.
Right? So it is very specific. But so they have chosen to go through 4 U.S. states and 2 Canadian provinces. And Maine just so happens to be getting them. And we just so luckily are getting them for the evening of Wednesday the 27th, which is this coming Wednesday.
Which means there will be a ton of very cool cars and the people who drive them and own them on the Bangor waterfront.
Yeah, right down the Bangor waterfront, starting at 5 o'clock. They will be coming in at about 1 car per minute until you reach 120 minutes, which is a good chunk of time.
Wow.
Right? And we're encouraging people to come down to the Bangor waterfront, cheer these folks on as they arrive in town, have the opportunity to check out these really cool cars. So they're all vintage cars, all pre-1972. There are 5 of them that are between 1913 and 1918.
I'm pre-72. Does that mean I'm vintage now? That is fantastic.
Maybe. I didn't mean to. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Never mind.
Oh, there's no question. I am an antique. Yeah. I have the plates to prove it.
Look, I'm there too. I am over the 1972. But look, these cars are really cool. So we were talking about earlier. I don't even know what one of these is. It's a 1913 Bugatti.
Bugatti.
I'm
looking at the list of vehicles. What an amazing array of transportation here.
Right?
I mean, many that would be instantly recognizable to folks in the audience. Things like a Datsun 240Z, for example, right?
I'm looking at a picture of a 1913 Bugatti. Hello.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Wow.
Right?
Mercedes 350 SLC, a bunch of American-made vehicles. Detroit Muscle. You're looking at Ford Mustangs, a Ford IndyCar. But then how about a Buick station wagon?
Right. Right? It's pre-1972.
Yeah.
But then you go to a 1917 Peerless Racer.
Wow.
Right? Like
an American LaFrance Speedster. Isn't American LaFrance the company that makes fire trucks?
Yeah, I think so. Ooh. Aren't they? Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
So this, obviously it's great for car people, but
great for everybody.
Kids would love this.
Kids would absolutely love this. And the drivers are there to have conversations with people, right? So they're parking their cars. We are closing Railroad Street and part of Front Street for the night, just like we do for our car show that happens in September, right? So that's kind of the same layout. The cars will be parked. The drivers will be there. Come down, bring the kids. They'll have conversations. You can touch. You can. I mean, you get to be involved with these people. Well, it's such a great night.
This may be your only opportunity to see a lot of the vehicles that are part of this race. And to think that these are vehicles still in a level of condition, in a level of maintenance, that they can make this rally run. That's unbelievable.
And they don't go on the highway, so you're not going to be driving into Bangor watching them come up 95. These cars are not on the highway. These cars are taking back roads and very specific routes. So you could be sitting at home, you know, off Route 9 or I don't know the routes. Don't quote me on that. But like they could just all of a sudden all these great old cars will be driving by. And that's what this is. It's going to be something really spectacular on our waterfront. And it's not like the Fireball Run that we had in 2012. It's different than that. And these cars are all antiques and all amazing. And the folks who are driving them are wonderful people.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, Burt Reynolds is not going to be there.
Nope.
But I got to think, if you're willing, first of all, if you own one of these great cars and you're willing to take it on a trek like this, chances are you're going to be a pretty interesting person.
Right? Great stories. Oh, and if you're into cars, learning the history of how some of these folks got the cars, why they've maintained them, what they're doing with them, and why they do this race is really cool. I think there's 4 or 5 teams from the state of Maine.
Wow.
Yeah, they are all 2-person teams. You've got a driver and a navigator in each vehicle.
Yep. And then they have folks that travel with them. So you've got, you know, your equipment people. So if you break down, you've got access. Then you've got the people that run the great race.
It'd be tough. Anybody got parts for a 13 Bugatti?
Right. No. I think they travel self-contained. I'm just thinking. I don't know.
That's a good idea.
But all that. So there'll be almost 500 people just with the drivers, the navigators, and the teams themselves. So almost 500 people on the waterfront plus everybody else.
We're talking the Great Race. Carrie Tripp here from the Greater Bangor Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's Wednesday night. And again, if you want to get down there around 5 o'clock.
I'd say get there a little bit earlier. Okay. You know, somewhere between 4 and 4:45 so you can be there for the whole thing. We'll have the national anthem sung. We'll be doing all kinds of fun stuff. And, you know, I hate to do this, but I love to do this. I'd be remiss in saying this wouldn't be possible without our partnership from Darlings, from this station. I mean, we rely on our partnerships with the folks in this community to make these great things happen. And we're so fortunate that people step up and help us. These events are not easy, but man, oh man, are they fun.
Yeah. It sounds like the weather is going to be great.
I have heard wonderful things about the weather, so I'm so excited.
80s and sunny, I believe, the forecast for Wednesday. Well, I'm curious. I want to know one of the vehicles listed is a Prince Gloria.
What is that?
I have no
idea.
That's
the driver, or is that the vehicle?
No, that's the vehicle.
The name of the vehicle. Wow. There's going to be
some amongst the Fords and the Chevys and the Dodges. You got Hudson's, you got a Rambler ambassador, no less, but then some classic muscle Pontiac GTOs. How about a Lincoln Continental?
I
want to
say,
see that Buick station wagon because it will feel like going to the drive-in with my cousin when we were kids.
I'm glad to see there's a couple of Volvos in the list, too.
We did that for you. I asked them. I said, if you were coming to Bangor, you have to have some Volvos because we want Don to come down. I'm just saying the words. So I'm American Muscle kind of gal, right? Like that's my generation of car, and I love that, and I'm so excited to see what is coming into town.
All right, what's your dream car, Kim?
Oh, you know what? Honestly, if I could have any car in the world, it would be a 1962 and a half Mustang.
Ooh,
why? Or no, 1965 and a half.
Five and a half,
because that's when they started making them.
Yeah, that would be mine. Would be when I was a kid, my uncle had it was either a 66 or a 67 white Mustang convertible, and that's still. And I'm not a big car person, but man, if I had one of those, what about you, Don?
Boy, that's a great question.
A brand new Volvo.
I've always been a fan of. I mean, if we're talking, any vehicle goes, like a Lamborghini Diablo, pretty nice car.
I could see you getting in trouble in that car.
Wouldn't take me long.
No,
it wouldn't take me long.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's be honest. He's been spoiled all these years driving the Batmobile.
Just true.
Yeah, way to out.
Did I give that away there? Oh, man.
No.
I have to take the long way to the cave this afternoon, I guess.
It is the Great Race coming to the Bangor Waterfront Wednesday night. Check it out. Great cars, interesting drivers, and should be a whole lot of fun for the entire family. Carrie, thank you as always.
Thank you so much for having me.
You should take some time off after this.
I think I just might. I might unplug my phone and just go away for a couple days.
Carrie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Carrie Tripp, Greater Bangor Convention and Visitors Bureau, or...
the GBCVB.
Yay.
Just like that, huh? It's 15 minutes after 5 o'clock here on a Monday afternoon downtown. Speaking of the weather, we told you it was going to be good. Let's check out the forecast brought to you by Cork Motor City Used Vehicle Center with locations in Augusta, Bangor, Belfast, and